Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by John Underwood after what's probably a surprising home defeat to Cirencester this afternoon. How do you feel, John?
Furious at the moment, to be honest.
Did you see it coming?
No, I didn't. We've been very good here recently. We've won our last six before today. As poor as we were second half at Kettering, neither of us really saw this performance coming today, particularly the second half. We gave them two awful goals start of the second half, but that can happen in football. The most disappointing thing is what we did after that for the last kind of 30-35 minutes of the game, which, to be honest, was nothing short of disgraceful. Some of the performances were nothing short of disgraceful. I thought we completely lacked careful what word I use completely lacked heart. Thought we started making decisions that we wouldn't have made at 0-0, which shows for me weak mentality with some of them. Yeah, we work hard on set pieces and they started doing their own thing, which I take as an insult to me and Bakes. We work hard on these with them and we get joy from them, and the players decide because they're 2-0 down they're going to do something different. Some of our quality in the last third was shocking on a perfect surface with some very, very talented players, and our final ball too often today was awful. When it was good, I thought Putts come on and had a go and try to make things happen. When we did put a good ball in the box, we weren't getting on the end of it. Their two centre-halves won everything, and you know, we ended the game with three centre-forwards on the pitch, two attacking wide players, an attacking midfielder in Dunny, and their two centre-halves are picking up everything. And credit to them for how they defended, how they played, but that was a million miles away from being good enough from us. And just said to them, you know, we've been working since July to try and get ourselves in the position to get potentially promoted, and what we've done in recent weeks is look like we're beginning to toss that away.
And in the first half, you know, it wasn't the most fluid of games. You know, it didn't seem quite at the normal tempo. Is there anything you can kind of put your finger on that might be, you know, you weren't playing to the best qualities of Arbor Park? You weren't using that surface. You weren't knocking the ball around quickly.
No, I didn't think we were too bad first half. We didn't create enough. I don't think we stretched them enough. I said we didn't really switch the play enough and ask questions of them. We actually showed... We looked a bit more dangerous just by turning the ball, getting in behind the centre-halves, and Gav had a little bit of joy. But we didn't really open them up. I thought we were reasonably comfortable apart from their chance at the end of the half. And we told them not to be, you know, to be patient second half, and if we keep playing and keep probing and keep working their defence, we felt our quality would create chances and we'd edge it. You know, we knew at half-time it wasn't going to be a 4-5-0, but we thought we might be able to nick a 1-2-0.
Yeah, but then straight after half time, it was like came out in a sleep, as you say, two poor goals to give away in really short succession, and it just killed the game.
Yeah, absolute calamity defending. I mean, Smarty's been brilliant for us. He's been consistent, made very few mistakes, and it looked like he'd gifted them both goals, both totally unnecessary goals. The situation we were in, they should never have led to a goal for them. And that does change games, unfortunately. You know, that is going to give them a lift and it is going to knock us. You know, we can accept that to a certain extent, but we had over half an hour to get it right and too many of them went into their shells. Too many of them didn't show enough urgency at times.
Went missing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to pick individuals out. We did in the changing room. I'm not going to pick them out on here. It's not the right thing to do because... You win and lose as a team, and as a team we weren't good enough today. But some went missing. Some still try to do things, make things happen, but their quality went missing.
Is it a mental thing? Obviously, you know, at Arbor Park, you know, played some delicious football here early in the season, and obviously been winning still recently when our away form's deserted us a little bit. Is it a confidence thing? Is it a leadership thing? What is it that's going on behind in the players' heads?
It was a leadership thing today. Once we're 2-0 down, for a fact, it was a leadership thing. There was nobody taking the game by the scruff of the neck. in the way that a side like Chippenham would. They are where they are for a reason, because they've got big strong characters and big strong leaders, and that's why they've blown everyone else out of the water this season, because they've just been relentless and consistent. We've lost 9 games since Christmas, which is
it's not player form.
It's not player form. It's not good enough. It's mid-table form. It's our form here at home that's kept us where we are, because we keep winning games here. We haven't drawn many, but that's not good enough. It's not good enough, and that's, you know, myself and Bakes as managers, it's, you know, our responsibility, the results, and it's not been good enough. And
so what do you do? You know, you've got a few days to turn this around. Big local derby at Chesham. It'll be a challenge over there. Chesham will be up for it. You've got the same group of players to pick from. What are you going to do?
Yeah, we just said that to them. We can't bring any different players. There'll be a lot of conversation with me and Bakes as to what the right team to go with, because it's tough. It's tough to pick a team when you've just seen performances like that. We've got to come up with a game plan and a way of playing and a team that's going to win that game. I mean, you know, we can't just keep looking at other results and hope that other teams do us a favour. Of course we will, that's natural. We'll have a close eye on games tomorrow, but we need to start doing it for ourselves. You know, the reality is, if we get ourselves in the playoffs, you know, when we got promoted we ended up stumbling in the playoffs, and we ended up then playing brilliantly in the playoffs, and it is just a case of getting there now. You know, we were looking at, can we get third? You know, I'd bite your hand off for fifth now. And to have that opportunity to go into those playoffs and get promoted, but we've got to get ourselves right. We're a long way from being right, and we need to, as I say, me and Bakes need to have a good think about Monday. Players need to go out and have a good look at themselves.
Have you got any messages for the fans? Any words of comfort?
No, not really. Not based on what we've just seen. The only comfort we give them is I know two people that it matters hugely to, is me and Bakes, and we just let them know that in there, and we'll do everything we can to get two big performances out of the lads in the last two games. But we're reliant on these players who've been excellent all season, or the majority of the season, and are perfectly good enough to go and win the last two games and win the playoffs. They are good enough, but some of them need to step up now and not feel sorry for themselves after today. You know, we know we haven't got a great record against Chesham. We know they'll probably want to try and ruin it for us, and that's fine. We need to show something. We need to show a real spirit about us Monday. And from a fan's point of view, if we can take as many as we can and get behind the lads, we'll try and put right what went wrong today.
Well, good luck with that quest between now and Monday, and good luck on Monday. Keep your chin up and keep on going. I'm sure all of the fans are behind you, and hope for 3 points on Monday.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.